probably $10, $15 million at this point in ad budget that we've managed. And
the problem might have been inside your business the whole time.
Your response time is going to directly represent how effective a marketing campaign goes.
You'll learn why showing your price online builds trust instead of killing deals.
The ones that are successful are the ones who have a really tight ship.
This conversation will show you exactly where the leak is.
One HVAC unit or one missed opportunity in HVAC residential can cost you $15,000.
This is AI and Marketing for Home Service Pros, the show for contractors who want to grow without wasting time or money. If you're in roofing, HVAC, plumbing, or any home service business, we break down how AI and modern marketing can help you book more jobs, close more leads, and build a business that runs without babysitting every task.
If you ever fired a marketing agency because the leads weren't converting, this episode is going to make you look at that situation differently. The leads might have been fine. The problem might have been inside your business the whole time. My guest today is Marco Spila. He started a marketing agency in high school. He eventually managed over $10 million in ad spend for home services and then went on to build HVAC Quote, a platform that puts instant online pricing on contractor websites and turns browsers into price condition leads before a single phone call is made. One of his clients used it to close $200,000 in Q1 of 2026 from the tool alone. In this episode, Marco breaks down the two highest leverage fixes most HVAC and home service companies are ignoring: pricing transparency and speed to lead. You'll learn why showing your price online builds trust instead of killing deals, how Google is now actively rewarding contractors who give homeowners instant estimates, and how to do the math backwards on your ad spend so you know exactly what a lead is actually worth to you. If you're spending money on marketing right now and wondering where the ROI went, this conversation will show you exactly where the leak is. This is the AI and Marketing Show for Home Service Pros. Let's get into it. What's up, guys? This is Mauricio Cardona. I'm the host today for the AI and Marketing Show. I hear Marco from HVAC Quote. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Super excited and, you know, super blessed to be on here with you today.
Yeah, you have a pretty interesting background. You started a marketing agency in high school. What were you actually doing and how did you how did a teenager end up working in the home services space?
Yeah, no, for sure. So, I mean, when I first got in the marketing space, just like really anybody else, I mean, it was boots on the ground, right? And I think the first client that I onboarded was, you know, I was going to college, the early college program during high school. And down the road, there was like a plaza of shops. And I walked into a couple of the shops and basically just asked them, hey, look, I'm going to college down the road. I'm going for marketing. I wanted to like build up some case studies. And there's actually a local auto shop or a local speed shop specifically within automotive that took me up on the offer and, you know, helped them with their SEO, their marketing. And, you know, fast forward to now, obviously, you know, grew marketing company. I mean, you know, managed millions of dollars in ads. I think probably $10, $15 million at this point in ad budget that we've managed. And you know, then ended up creating the software here. So yeah, super exciting stuff.
Yeah, yeah. You did what many people are, I would say many people don't want to do in today's generation, especially with the younger people. You work for free. A lot of people, especially in the early Gen Z, are not willing to like put in the work and actually do free work. And I think it's kind of the best way to learn, right? You learn by actually doing it. And at the end of the day, my opinion, people shouldn't be paying you because you have no experience and you have no proven track record. But if people, small businesses, want to give you a shot and you're willing to learn on their time, then that's okay. And that's how you cut your teeth, right? Like that's how you did that, right?
Yeah, no, 100%. I think, like, you know, especially with AI, like you're big on AI, you know, if you're trying to get hired at a company, it's going to become very difficult if you don't bring some sort of like more value to the table than just yourself. Like if you could go to a company and say, hey, I could do this, but also I could do all these other things because I have these agents helping me do that, you're becoming that much more valuable to that organization. And, you know, it's no different. I mean, times are changing and you know, I believe AI is the future in a lot of ways and companies are already starting to adopt it, you know?
Yeah. So you partnered with a Service Legend, you grew that, helped grow that company. And then you eventually left and you started HVACquote.ai, right? A direct quote.
Yeah, yeah.
What led you? What did you learn in that experience from working with business owners, right, and in that space to working with in the software space?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. You know, there's really, you know, there's a lot of challenges that businesses deal with, obviously. Some of the biggest ones that I have seen personally, like, you know, when I walk into a local HVAC company, or, you know, you see a local HVAC company or just home service company in general running ads online and generating leads, and you look at some of the challenges that they have. I mean, number one, they don't even know where their attribution is. They don't know where their leads are coming from. They don't know where their jobs or their appointments are coming from. And it's not that they don't have a grasp on their business. They just don't have that, like, that much intel or that much revenue intel in their business. CRMs don't do a really good job of tracking all of that. And, you know, we wanted to create a solution that would allow contractors to be able to see where their jobs are coming from, right? How many appointments they're getting on a weekly basis, where those appointments are coming from. And then ultimately, you know, solve some of the other challenges that contractors are having. But I would say, I mean, that's one of the biggest challenges that I've seen that really, like, kickstarted us to get into this whole thing.
Yeah. And that's the thing that we talked about last time. I think I find still very challenging. I actually just listened to a video on Alex Hormozi. He had a call with a dental practice business owner and talked to him about generating leads on Facebook. And the premise of the story basically talked about his experience working with an agency, and the agency, they were getting about $10,000. They're spending about $10,000 a month, and they were getting leads, but they weren't converting any of the leads because XYZ reason. And if you look at to the call, Alex Ramosi kind of broke down, hey, this is, he asked several questions and the business owner couldn't really answer them. And he figured out, like, okay, what's going on? So he basically, at the end of the day, like, he was blaming someone else's for the problems, but basically he needed to fix what's happening inside their business before they can even be successful with any marketing campaigns. What my experience, like, after doing this for 9 years, is that there's a lot of things that people need to fix internally to actually get the best results with hiring a marketing agency. And with everything that's going on, right, it's like people want to blame other people with lack of success. But I've come to realize is that unless you kind of fix the leaks, right, and your software is part of actually giving them more transparency, then it doesn't matter who you are, who you hire. It could be the best marketer in the world. If you don't have the actual internal operations to handle it, then you're going to be leaking money and just kind of losing a lot of revenue. That's kind of a big challenge that these guys have.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, I think you hit the hammer on the nail there. You know, these companies, they will hire marketing agencies after marketing agencies, and they churn and burn through all of the agencies. And then they go back and they scratch their head and they're like, why am I, like, I'm still not growing. I'm still not converting. I'm still not, like, and ultimately you got to look at yourself. You know, you got to look at yourself. Okay, what am I doing? What does my business look like? What is my call center doing? What do my sales reps do? What is their process? And really when you start looking internally at that, is where you start to figure out where the leaky bucket is, right? Like, generating a bunch of leads and going from an agency to agency is not going to help you until you actually have a good foundation. You have a good business, you know, to start off with. Your lead conversion system is set up. You have AI to answer the phones after hours. You know, you have speed to lead. Like, that's so important. You're in marketing too. You see this all the time where you could generate 100 leads for a contractor, but if they're not quickly getting to those leads, then they're just going to miss the boat, you know, and then they're going to blame you for the actual ads not working.
Yeah. And speed to lead is such a common problem. And honestly, it's been a problem for a long time. I don't know how long you've been doing this, but you're probably doing it for years. And that problem you've faced since, you know, 2020, I've faced it since I first started. And there's so many tools out there, right? When I first started, it was just Zapier. Like, Zapier, you would just send a text message and do a spreadsheet. That was the only thing.
Yeah.
Now there's so many tools out there, right? And I know Go High Level is one of the most popular ones, but the other ones out there that do the same thing, that do something similar, right? I had Ryan Fenn from Chirp on the podcast the other week. There's a lot of tools out there that can help solve this problem. And at the end of the day, it's like already 2026. There was a survey done by Jobber, and they found that even today, 80% of contractors are still not responding to leads after 1 hour. So only 20% actually respond within the hour. And even obviously within an hour, still not good enough, right? So that's not good. That's not good, right?
Yeah, your response time is gonna directly represent like how effective a marketing campaign goes. A lead is a lead, you know? Like, I mean, I you know, over the years I've worked with, you know, hundreds of companies, and I gotta tell you, like, the ones that are successful are the ones who have a really tight ship. They don't complain about lead quality. They often complain about their sales reps not getting on top of their leads quick enough, or their CSRs or call centers getting on their leads quick enough. If you have 100 leads, okay, let's map this out for the listeners here. If you have 100 leads and you're not converting 30 to 40% of those from Facebook, okay, let's talk Facebook specifically because each platform is a little bit different. But if you're not converting 30 to 40%, then you're just leaking money, right? Every lead costs you a lot of money. If you're not going to treat every lead with care, you know, like, you're just going to throw money out the window. So super.
Yeah. And with change, it's gotten way more competitive. So by not fixing the leaks, it's actually gotten more expensive. So you look at Google Ads today, it's extremely competitive. HVAC space, plumbing space, you work with HVAC companies, right? It's sometimes $200 per click in some metros. Roofing is very expensive as well. And if you look at Facebook, you've been thinking of Facebook. Facebook has gotten, it's still good, but it's also gotten a lot more expensive. Every year it gets more expensive. Every year it gets the higher cost per acquisition. So before, you can maybe not be perfect and still get leads and still make money. But now you have to have the tight ship with the actual stuff. And if you don't have that, then that's actually where you know, you actually start losing money. You had an agency, and then you got into the software space. What made you get into HVAC specifically in terms of pricing? Like, you wanted to solve that problem. What made you get into that?
Yeah, I mean, to put it very simply, like, one HVAC unit or one missed opportunity in HVAC residential can cost you $15,000 because your average ticket is so high. And so speed to lead, voice AI, AI agents, instant quote tool, like, all of this stuff is more important to contractors that have higher ticket items. Okay. Not to say it's not important for like pressure washers and window cleaning and stuff like that, because it still is. Anything that's a service, B2C, you work with customers, homeowners, you need to have all of these practices. But what intrigued me about HVAC is, like, these companies are, you know, losing money hand over fist because they don't have these processes in place. And so, you know, that's kind of where we went on the mission to, you know, help 1,000 companies do this. And, you know, there was one company that influenced us locally in Phoenix, Arizona, that I think they're like a $9 million company, something like that. And they were trying to build something similar. And we just kind of took it from there. We're like, okay, well, I see what you're kind of doing here. That's a good idea. Let's fully implement what exactly you're trying to solve here. And get it all the way to the finish line. And that's what we did. And, you know, that exact company, actually, I just talked to them the other day. They sold 200K in their first, in Q1 of this year, 2026, from the instant quote tool, which was so awesome because I was like, wow, I didn't think this was really gonna be possible, but these companies are actually selling a lot. But I think, like, you know, before I start rambling here, like, there's a couple different things that we do, right? So instant quote, which is the instant quote software. And then there's like speed to lead, you know, AI agents, like all that other stuff that works with like your existing marketing. So speed, you know, instant quote's like a completely separate thing that some contractors are doing and some are not. And we could talk about it because I think there's a lot of myths that people believe around that, you know?
Okay. So pricing, right? That's a kind of a controversial issue with a lot of contractors, right? A lot of, in the roofing space, it's, I guess, more evolved. People have been doing it for a little bit longer time. There's tools that have been around for years now. And it's a high ticket item. But in HVAC, I guess you're saying it's not as adopted as compared to roofing, right? So what do you think are the things that hold contractors back in terms of implementing it? What are they afraid of? And there's there unfounded fears or can they, is there execution problems? What do you think that is?
I think contractors are scared that if they show their price online, they're going to lose the job to their competitor or to somebody else because they're scaring the customer away. Okay. So, and the reason why I know that is because I've listened to our sales calls. We've run thousands of demos and like, I see what people are saying. When they don't want to buy from us, they tell us why. And I listen to that. And it's usually like, oh, we're scared to do it. We don't want to do it. We're just looking to learn more about it or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And it makes sense. It does. Like, it makes sense from a way like, oh, like if you show the price and it's so high, like the homeowners would be like, wow, this is really expensive. Let me go somewhere else. But you got to look at the reality of things, right? Like, what does the homeowner want? And, you know, are we giving them that? Okay. It works the same way. Like, if I'm shopping for shoes and I'm looking online for shoes, I can see the price of many different options. I can see what I want, right? For home services, you know, obviously it's hard to get to an exact price for HVAC specifically. I don't, you know, some of these other verticals are a little bit different, but for HVAC specifically, it's hard to get an exact price because they might have raccoons in their unit or in their ductwork, right? They might need to replace more than just what they say. And so you want to give a range, but you also want to be transparent. I think it's the whole conversation around just being transparent. Like, if you're transparent with homeowners, they're going to believe you. They're going to trust you more than the next guy. Because if you're just going to hide the price, they're going to be like, well, I don't even want to shop with that company anyways. So that's what we're kind of seeing out there right now.
And that's what Google is actually favoring, is pricing transparency. So if you look on Google search, this is something that really just was implemented, I'd say, a few months ago. There's an option on Google search that allows you to search by online estimates, right? I'm sure you're familiar with that. So what that means is basically Google's kind of favoring the websites that have online estimating tools available on their sites. And that is a thing that people probably don't aware of. Also too, like LSA, if you look at Google local service ads, they're giving the ability to for people to ask for quotes on an agent, right? So that's what's happening, right? So basically people want transparency. That's what Google wants. And Google still is the one that rules in terms of the actual while providing the information. And you're just giving transparency, but they're just, you know, like I had other people that do similar things to what you're doing. And the reason is that execution in terms of actual having contractors understand, because they understand it, like it makes sense in their head with for the actual homeowner to see it. But in terms of execution, that's kind of the challenge that sometimes they face, because once they get a quote and they get the quote from the actual homeowner, what's the next step, right? That's the next challenge. Like, oh, how do you have contractors deal with that?
Yeah. So that's the thing, right? Like I just did a webinar on Wednesday this week with a guy named Joe Crisera, and he's trained thousands. I think he's trained like 76,000 HVAC and plumbing professionals. So like the actual technicians, he's trained them on communication, sales, you know, service, all of that stuff. And what I've learned from him is that the homeowner, you got to give the homeowner what they want, right? You got to give the homeowner what they want, but also get what you want. And in doing that, right, you show the price when they ask for it. You give them a range. You're not tied to an exact price. And when you get in the home, you start the sales process just like you would any other job, right? Or any other call. Hey, Mr. Customer, you know, what's going on in your home? What can you tell me a little bit more about your system, right? Like all the normal stuff you would do is going to happen post like online quote. The only difference is you got way more leads, right? Because if you don't do online pricing, you're just going to miss out on the people that would have never bought from you anyways. So let's say there's someone who's very strict. They don't want to talk to any company. They're just like scrolling on Google. They want to look for a price. You know, because right now they're in like, oh, I need to get this done. I'm curious what it costs. They're either going to go to Gemini, ChatGPT, or Google. And when they're on Google, in that little online estimate section, like if you're not listed there, then you're just not going to have a swing at the bat. You know, not saying that you're going to like lose business, like you're going to go out of business. Like that's obviously an over exaggeration, but you're going to miss out on new opportunities and don't want that for you. So,
yeah. What you're in essence saying is you're building a better mousetrap, right? So what people can actually, you're capturing more of potential leads, right? So the way I like to kind of talk to contractors about this, and something that I've found interesting is that and home service and any contract, especially in the local service space, you want to have four forms of communication on any website. You want to have the phone calls, which typically are going to be the highest converting, especially if you have a trained CSR. You have the submissions where people can submit information or they can book an appointment. That's the other thing you can do. You have a web chat where people can actually talk to like an AI agent, or you could have the call, you can have a text. And then at the same time, you can also have people, if they want a pricing, right, they have the ability to fill out information to get pricing. Because if you look at when people go to your website, there are different stages of the buying cycle, right? Some people are, you know, ready to buy, and those are the people typically like, oh, they're looking, they're highly interested. But some people are just browsing, right? They're browsing and they're not really interested, maybe not now, but maybe in the future. So what your tool and other tools like it have the ability to capture more of that those leads are coming in. It's more effective, I will say, you probably correct me if I'm wrong, is that when you have a website that's getting more traffic, like it's already getting a lot of traffic, right? It's getting a lot of traffic, and then you're just, okay, instead of getting 100 visitors a day, you know, you're getting more of those leads every single day. Instead of just, you know, you're getting 100 visitors a day, you're getting less leads. That's like, you talk about that, yeah.
Yeah, to map that out for the listeners here, if your website gets 5,000 visitors a month, okay, let's say they're getting 5,000 visitors a month, you're in Detroit, okay? And right now you have a 5% conversion rate. Let's say you get 250 web form submissions or phone calls from your website because you have a 5% conversion rate. Even with a 45% uplift, right, in leads, because you're giving, like all those other people that don't submit are people that are probably, you never answer their question. Maybe they clicked on your website by accident, or they clicked on your ad, but the ad wasn't targeting the right person, or, you know, it wasn't consistent with what it is that you actually do. There's going to be a minority of those of the total traffic that actually was looking for cost, and you never mentioned anything about it, and there was no AI chatbot to chat to get a price. Because when we put the AI chatbot on somebody's website, typically there's like four sections. It's either get a quote, contact, or book, or have a question. When it says get a quote, most people click on that. You know, like they know they need to replace their unit. They know their roof is 20 years old. They know their AC unit is not cooling their garage anymore. You know, like they know what they kind of need. And so they're going to click on that call to action. And if you could follow through and actually give them something in exchange of their contact information, you're going to get more. So again, going back to the numbers, 5,000, if you have, you know, 5%, even at a 6%, you get a 1% increase or 1% increase in leads there out of 5,000, right? That would be 300. That's an extra 50 leads a month just from one little change, you know, and we're seeing even bigger numbers than that. But just to put it in perspective, like it's a huge thing that people are looking for.
And you have more, you're giving your sales team more opportunities. That's basically what it comes down to, right? Just for having the ability for people to ask for price online. That's kind of the big topic, big thing that is online. And you've seen it, right? So you've seen every time you enter the quoting tool, it's effective in capturing more leads, right?
Yeah. And the companies it works really good for, you were right earlier about like, it's the companies that have a lot of website traffic. It's the folks that already have, you know, 10 plus texts on the road, 1,000 plus Google reviews. Like they're an established business. They have a lot of good website traffic, organic traffic, direct traffic, referral traffic, paid ad traffic, maybe they're running Google Ads, LSA, like all that good stuff. When they're doing the whole nine yards, they might as well just do this extra thing to, you know, help them get that increase. So
in terms of the actual quoting, is there specific products? Is it the heating and cooling system? Is that it? Or what are their products can they quote typically?
Yeah, so we launched with just heating and cooling, and then we launched water heaters. We launched water purification, like RO systems and water systems, water treatment. And then we ended up launching more as well. So we launched generators. We're gonna be launching some more to come as well, but primarily you have HVAC, plumbing, electrical. And within that you have like five or six different offerings. But we're kind of staying in those verticals. Like, you know, theoretically you could go to roofing, solar, like all these other things, but obviously, we're kind of tied to this industry with our name, and you know, with kind of our mission of what we're trying to accomplish.
Yeah. And did you actually like hire a team of developers? How did you build that out? Did you vibe code it through cloud? How did you build that out? Like the product? I know you built this, it's been a few years, but how did you do it?
Yeah. I'm not a developer myself. Like I have more of a marketing sales background, but yeah, just developers hired. I mean, obviously, you know, in 2026, you know, you better be using AI to code faster. And so we've started to adopt some of that new technology. You know, myself personally, I don't even know exactly how it was built. All I know is built and we got the code base and we're, you know, running demos with it. So, and it's helping people.
And what's your growth strategy? Like, how do you getting contractors to actually adopt and use your tool?
We've gone to a couple different events, you know, different events out there. You know, we run ads online, like Facebook and Instagram ads, Google ads, stuff like that to kind of get the name out there. We've started to develop like some partnerships in the space with training companies and manufacturers, distributors, things like that. But we'll continue to kind of nurture those three different buckets. So run more ads, you know, more events, you know, continue to build out referral networks and partners in the space. And I think that's kind of, you know, if we could do that over the next couple of years, we'll kind of get to where we need to be.
Nice. Yeah. And what made you get into specifically to the HVAC space? Because you were, now you're working with, say, with concrete, right? And before you were working with just basically like more generalists. What made you get into the HVAC specifically?
Well, like I said earlier, there was the one company in Phoenix that, you know, we had been running ads for. So we were actually running, like the marketing company was running ads for them. And they were, you know, trying to do this whole like run ads with, you know, get a free quote online in 30 seconds, get a free quote, click here. And those ads just always did better. Like people always clicked on those ones. They had a higher click-through rate. It was a better return on investment with those like ROAS on those campaigns. And so, you know, we loved it. We loved it with that business. And then, I mean, theoretically you could go to other verticals, but for HVAC, there's, you know, 150,000 HVAC companies or something like that. So it's just a really big industry. It's a tight community when you start talking to like the ones that are on Service Titan and House Call Pro, and like there's like a good like 5 to 10,000 or so that actually like do that. But yeah, it's a wonderful industry. I mean, it's similar to roofing, right? Roofing is a very sophisticated industry as well. I think some would argue that HVAC is more, some would argue roofing is more, but they're both there neck and neck, very professional industries. You know, the businesses have licenses, obviously. It requires like a, you know, more, you can't just start one. Like you actually need to be licensed. You have to be registered in the state. And, you know, only professional businesses get bigger. So that's it's a good industry. I love it.
Yeah. In terms of the actual like survey, is there like a specific sequence that you should be asking for the questions? Is there like a strategy behind like how you ask the questions in the survey, like for the quoting tool,
like when you ask the homeowner?
Like, yeah. Like specifically when you go into the form, right? What is it? Is there like a promise at the end they're going to offer besides a quote? Like is there a specific sequence? Cause I've done this a while. Like there's people that have like a specific set of questions, the way you answer them is it gets more results versus ones that have like, I don't know if you have a list of questions that you ask in a certain order, or is it just like, how do you execute on that?
Yeah. So we've kind of changed it up over the months, but, first it starts with like, you know, are you looking for heating, cooling only heating system? Like, what are you looking for? You know? And then it goes into what type of heat source do you have? Right. Do you have gas? Do you have electric? Do you have dual fuel? Or, you know, is it a gas heating? And then we get into like the system type, for example, like you have split systems, mini splits, package units, water heaters. Like for water heaters, you would have, you know, tankless or tank. So two different types there. But really, it's just, you could ask these in any combination, I mean, technically. But, you know, the most important questions would be like, how big is the unit that you need? And how do they know? Like, how does the homeowner know what kind of system they need? And typically it's based on the square footage. So the bigger the square footage, the higher the tonnage of the unit. And your prices, most contractors' pricing is like flat rate pricing. And so in the back end, they just set up their pricing for each tonnage. 1 ton, 1.5, 2 ton, 2.5, all the way up to 5. And you do that for each type of system as well. So it's super easy. Have you seen the price books in the back end of like Service Titan or House Call Pro?
Yeah, yeah.
So those price books, it's very similar to what it looks like in ours, where you're just going to be able to upload that or be able to input those details.
Got it. And then it'll give you like a nice pricing. And then do you have the ability where I can send proposals based on that, or typically how does that work?
Our software is not an in-home presentation tool. So, you know, it sounds like it with the business name, HVAC Quote, but contractors use like Service Titan, or they might use, there's a couple other different like presentation builders out there, Sumo Quote, you know, like all these other ones. Roofing's got like Roofer and Roofl. I heard of Roofl. So there's different presentation tools out there, but most of the contractors we work with already have one, and they're using our stuff for the other end.
Yours is mainly for lead capture.
Yeah. Right?
So what in terms of traffic, what do you think are most effective sources have you seen where it actually generates the most quotes on your tool, or just typically in general?
Oh, Facebook ads.
No. Facebook ads.
If you're running Facebook ads and you're on HVAC, you probably have tried and it never worked. That's most people's experience. But if they did it and they used an instant quote calculator or an instant quote tool or software like ours, and you generate a price conditioned lead, and when you call that lead and you book them into an appointment, that appointment is a lot higher quality. And you just got to do the math backwards, right? If you're selling an average ticket of, let's say, $15,000 and you're in California, you can spend up to almost like $1,500 to acquire that job, right? In marketing, like across all of your stuff. So if you're thinking about it from like your you know, Facebook ads, for example, if you're spending 10 grand a month or let's do 5 grand a month here. How many, like, you know, we could calculate it into a retainer because I know like that would cost money too. But if your average system is $15,000, I mean, theoretically you should close about 3 deals from 5 grand a month in ad spend. And you know, most contractors, like if they can't track that, they don't even know.
What would be the creative? Like if they're quoting, just get a free quote, like what would be the creative on the Facebook to attract those people that might be interested?
Yeah, really what, you know, the number one creatives that work on Facebook are typically video ads. Those work historically the best. Image ads do really well for this kind of stuff too. You can literally take a picture of a unit being installed or a new unit that's installed that's got your logo on it and everything. And you could put like in the text, like get a free quote online or get a quote in 30 seconds, click here. You could run ads like that and you'll get leads, okay? You know, Facebook has changed over the years. It's not as easy. I think you could agree with that too. Like Facebook's gotten very difficult with tracking, attribution, like all the stuff out there. Video ads, if you're like installing a unit, your team is behind you installing a unit, you could literally like be walking by the unit, have it in the background, and you could be talking, hey, are you a homeowner? You need to replace your unit this year, or you're thinking about replacing your unit this year, click the link below, get a free quote. In under 30 seconds, you can get an online free quote without ever talking to a sales rep. Those type of ads will work as well. So it's all about testing. And I think like if you launch, you know, if you have a bigger budget, of course you're gonna have more ads, but if you have an average budget, then you know, 5 to 10 different ads, different angles talking about it. But videos in front of the units work really well too. You've probably started to see that kind of stuff where like people are in front of the unit talking about it, behind the unit talking about it. That kind of stuff does really well.
Yeah, so basically what Facebook is doing is analyzing the creative and kind of with using AI to target whatever you want to attract. So if you're a homeowner, typically you want to use homeowners, but if you're like a doctor, I'll give you a clear example, right? And you're in a white coat, right? That's going to attract people that are interested in working with doctors. That's kind of a very simple example. So if you have a picture of a unit, right, or a video of your unit, talking about the specific unit, Facebook is going to use AI to analyze your creative to attract those people that are interested in that specific product or service, right? And that's kind of the way it works with that. And that's an angle. But the thing is, a lot of contractors are kind of hesitant in creating that creative. That's a big challenge with that. And you would like break it down, but I would say like averaging $200 per appointment, or what is the typical range that you see in that, those instances?
You're probably going to see a higher cost per appointment than $200, but it's totally fine. You know, like if you're spending $400 an appointment and your close rate is, let's say, 30%, then for every $1,200, you're closing a job. It's 15 grand. Well, that's totally fine, right? Now, if you're in a different, let's say you do roofing and you're in, let's say, the state of Minnesota, your average ticket, because it's shingle roofing, let's say is 9 grand, then again, it's scaled down. Like you can only afford so much for a 9 grand type of sale versus a bigger sale at 15. So it's just depending on your business, always work backwards. Look at the historical data, like in, you know, in your CRM, pull a report, what's the average customer pay? And you know, based on replacement, obviously don't do service with that, but based on replacement, what is it? And then you can figure out what you're willing to pay for an appointment.
Yeah. You talked about this in terms of follow-up. What is, after they quote, right, they send a quote, what is a recommended follow-up you've seen work best with those type of campaigns that you recommend?
Well, you're going to want to have instant like SMS and email follow-up right away. So right as the lead comes in, boom, like immediately get a text, you know, hey, Jeff, saw you reached out to ABC Plumbing. You know, just shooting you a text here. You know, what exactly you're looking to get help with? Or if you already have the context, then you can ask them a follow-up question. It just depends on how the lead comes in, right? If they're looking for HVAC, you could ask them more about their unit, or you could try get them to book. Hey, when's a good time to book? If they book, then you remove them from that automation, and then they go into like your show up workflow for appointment confirmed, or your appointment confirmed workflow, as people would call it. But you're going to want to have like a 30-day sequence. So after that lead comes in, you should be texting, emailing, and calling that lead every day, at least every business day for the next 30 days. You know, to consider them dead. I mean, I probably won't call them for 30 days, but the first week for sure.
Yeah. And then attribution, right? It's a big challenge that these guys face. What do you think is the best way to solve that? How would you approach it if you're like running an HVAC company or just a roofing company?
The biggest way to solve that is have all your leads come into one place and then source them as they come in. And then when those jobs sell, you could pull a report on, you know, how many jobs did I sell from Home Show? How many jobs did I sell from Yelp? How many jobs did I sell from Google Ads, LSA, right? Like, you'd want to have a source of truth, which is typically your CRM. Like, if you could send your leads to ServiceTitan and pull a report truly, then do that. Or, you know, that's why we built, you know, some revenue insights in our dashboard, is because it ties into your CRM. It ties into House Call Pro, and it pulls the report directly back at HVAC Pro, and it presents it in a better and cleaner way. And not to mention, it'll actually show you your ads that directly like generated those appointments and clicks. And so you can see which ones are winning, which ones are actually generating the proper leads and everything.
So you have the ability to integrate directly with Facebook that shows the ads, or how does that work?
Yeah, we have a direct OAuth API connection to Facebook and then to Google as well, to LSA. We're working on some of the other ones like Yelp and, you know, some of the other ones, but it's a similar integration as you would make with like a CRM, House Call Pro or Jobber or whatever.
And then also you also integrate with ServiceTitan and Jobber. And how does it look from inside like ServiceTitan? How would that look on the contractor's end?
Well, they're going to use HVAC quote for kind of like the marketing, the front end stuff. And then they're going to use ServiceTitan to still operate their business. So like all their invoices, you know, proposals, you know, QuickBooks integration, like all of that is connected to ServiceTitan. That's their source of truth, if you will. And then for the marketing data, that's inside of HVAC Quo.
And what do you think is the biggest surprise that contractors have when they actually have clean data? What do you think that is?
I think people just don't realize where they're coming from. I just, you know, I mean, I was talking to a company in Raleigh earlier this week. You know, I think they're doing like a couple hundred grand a month, not a super big company, but you know, it's established. They've got some business and, you know, he didn't even know where his, I challenged him. I said, where do you think your leads are coming from? How much revenue was from that? And then he started looking at further into it, and he was like, oh, these were actually sourced wrong. these say Google, but they're not really Google. And then these say website, but they're actually Google, some of them, like 20% of them. So what is the true number versus just guessing, right? What is the actual true number? And, you know, I think a lot of people get surprised around just like, you know, well, like we're spending a lot of money on that Yelp ad, but it's not working clearly. You know, like I think people, you know, and Yelp does great. So I don't just say that about them, but, you know, people will spend a lot of money in some areas without actually tracking it. And then it just kind of pulls the curtains back and shows them what's working.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. What are the four areas, because I heard you talk to us about before, that somebody should have in terms of, you said marketing, administration, production, and sales. Like most contractors are obsessed with lead generation. Why is that the wrong place to start?
I mean, you got a price for profit, right? Like, are you running a business that's going to have the economies of scale? Like, are you just generating leads for your current operation and you don't have, you know, you don't have the right foundation? I think you got to have a good business. You have to have like SOPs in place to, even if you're smaller, like what is your process? When that lead comes in, what's your process like? And I think about it before, you know, you start spending that. Because Facebook, Google, they'll take your money and there's no refund policy. You know, they will take your money. There's no refunds. You know, you could try to dispute the credit cards, but they're just going to kick you off their platform then. So, you know, you have to, if you're going to do it, you're really going to marry it. And you got to have a good system like we've been talking about, right? Speed to lead, lead conversion, having all the good foundations to you know, convert.
Yeah. You mentioned that AI and agentic models are going to change fundamentally how people buy home services in the future. They'll basically kind of go in and ask an agent to for the pricing and potentially like even buy something online. How far away is that, do you think? And what do you think the contractor should be doing to prepare for that?
We're honestly a couple clicks away from like actually making that functional where they could talk to an AI agent and the AI agent will recommend, hey, you need to buy this unit. And then, you know, they could finance it or they could buy it, put a deposit down on that unit. And really it's just the e-commerce functionality, right? And, you know, we're not too far off from that. I think it's more of the consumers. Are the consumers gonna wanna do that? Are the consumers actually truly want to buy the unit online versus talk to a sales rep? And if they do, are they paying a separate fee for installation or are they paying one fee for everything, right? Is it gonna be transparent to the point where, okay, I'm buying equipment and then I'm gonna hire you for $2,000 to come out and install it, okay? So I think there's a lot of nuances here. And, you know, we can't just push live on something like that until we know like what the consumer wants to do, okay? What makes sense for the consumer? Is it to buy the equipment and then to pay for the install, or is it to buy the equipment, opt in for the install later, like ship the unit to their house? But see, there's a lot of challenging pieces that go into that as well, especially for HVAC. Like if you were to do that, let's say you were to let people take a deposit, you put them, put down a deposit, e-commerce, put down $200 on your unit, and they're committed to buying their 5-10 unit. Now what needs to happen is you need to have a technician come out to your house and just inspect it, make sure that what it is that they opted in for is actually going to be proper for their home. Because sometimes they get the wrong one, you know, like it's not going to be perfect. Sometimes they might, you know, if you just allow that, they might order the wrong unit. And then all of a sudden they're like, wow, like this is the wrong unit. This won't work for your house. And so you don't want to be in a situation where you're shipping units to somebody's house and, you know, not fitting. So you really got to figure out that process. And I think we're, you know, to answer your question, like, I think we're pretty close to it, but I also think we got to study, like, what does the consumer want? What are they going to do? And kind of see where that goes over the next couple of years.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because if you look at e-com, there's kind of always a barrier in terms of what people buy online in terms of pricing. People, it has changed, but typically, like, if there's a certain price point, people are not going to buy it online. They're just not comfortable with it. They want to talk to a sales rep typically, right? You do see it, even cars are being bought online now, but I would say that's not typical, right? That's not normal.
It's and cars are too, though. Like it's cars, you know what you're getting. Okay. At least, you know, for the most part, if it's a new car, if it's a Tesla, you know what you're getting. But for HVAC, there's more nuances. Like we talked about, you got to make sure that the unit actually fits their home. You got to make sure that there's no like upsell, like not upsells, but like additional things necessary to get it done, right? And so the homeowner's gonna be like, wow, well, that came out of the woodworks. Where was this extra $2,000 fee here? You know, like, so I think there's a lot of nuances there and a lot of answers or questions that need to be answered still.
And I think what's gonna happen is that people are just gonna become over time, like more educated in terms of when they come in for a quote or for a pricing or they talk to someone, the AI is gonna, Claude or ChatGPT is gonna recommend something based on their specs or whatever. And they're gonna come in way more educated. But that's still like way early. I think overall, if you look at the traffic from, you know, ChatGPT and these sources, it's growing every year. It's going to be even bigger this year. And definitely it's going to be a lead generation for a tool for home service business. But it's still like, I still, it's in infancy. I think people are using it for sure, but it's still people are like getting it. Because if I was a unit too, I would ask those questions to myself and I would come in like hey, because I'm an AI, I use an AI every single day. So that's a little different. But that, I think what's going to happen is using that. And then obviously the pricing tool works in hand because you're giving the information what they want. And then now you're, hey, I know what this is what I want. I think this is, you're the guy who can help me fix it. Let me talk to him. Here's what I want. Please let me know if this is the right choice and we can take the next step. So something like that. That's what I see.
No, for sure. I think we're moving in that direction. Like I said, like we're pretty close to that. Like we already have the price book. We already have, you know, we already have the ability, like the infrastructure. You know, it's ultimately, is that something that, like, is that method going to work is the question. And I'm not too convinced yet. I don't, you know, like, I'm more on the bandwagon of like, you know, this is a marketing software. This is something to help you get higher quality leads, more traffic, and then use it for your speed to lead and conversion for now, right? And as we continue to do more research and figure out like if that's possible, then maybe we'll launch it.
Yeah. Have you worked with any companies in the private equity space before?
Yeah, we work with a few different platform companies.
And obviously that's a big fear because and the episodes I've had, actually the private equity ones have done the best in terms of like, because there's a lot of questions and fears behind that with a lot of contractors. So there's a big audience reaction to that. And there's a big fear. What do you think contractors that are competing in that space, how do they compete against private? What is the one thing they can do to compete against those types of ventures?
You know, to be honest with you, I mean, have you heard of Nexstar Network? They removed all the private equity guys from their group. I think it was the end of last year, the beginning of this year, something like that. And there had some, you know, there was definitely some people that didn't like it. You know, local companies want to be local companies until they want to make more money. And then they're like, oh, all of a sudden we're a bigger company and now we want to sell to private equity and I want to make money. And so, you know, some of my buddies have sold to private equity. I know a lot of guys that are just like, oh, I'm a small mom and pop company. We do $4 million a year. And that's great. It is. It's great. That's the American dream. It's a great business. You know, maybe it's a family business. You got to think that at some point you're going to exit your company. I heard this from somewhere. I don't know who it was, but it was either you're going to sell your company, you're going to die, and your company's going to die. Or you're gonna, you know, hand down your company to your kids, but you got to think about what's your exit strategy. Like, what are you going to do? You know, what are you building this for? And you know, what is the goal? And you know, quite frankly, I mean, the whole private equity playbook is buy companies for a multiple and then sell it for a bigger multiple when you have a bundle of bigger companies, and it makes a lot of sense. I mean, I think the software space, a lot of private equity firms too are taking advantage quicker of the software than the smaller companies. And so, you know, if I'm a small shop right now, like I'd be thinking and I'd be researching, what is this group, what is this PE group doing? What are they, you know, because they're all of those things that they're researching, the things that they're implementing, they're doing it for a reason. You know, they're running a bigger company, they, you know, you should probably be doing that too, or at least looking into it.
Yeah. Where do people find you, Marco?
If you're interested, go to hrecquote.ai. You can take a look at our website or, you know, any of our social media handles. We, you know, doing webinars quarterly. So, you know, definitely tune into those. And we have different free resources. So go to our website, you'll see different guides and stuff like that we have.
Awesome. Marco, thank you for joining the show. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. I'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening to AI and Marketing for Home Service Pros. If you got value from today's episode, do us a favor. Follow the show, share it with a contractor friend, and leave a quick review. Want help using AI or smarter marketing to grow your business? Head to contractormarketingpros.net and book your free strategy call.